Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both pages correlate with one another. They work in unison. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, all on Facebook again. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Bradley Dean. Again, friends, we got about 170,000 people interacting one with another, and we just want to let you know that we appreciate that. This is how we do it. Folks, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And in saying that, the phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. You have us for the next 2 hours. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. Who said that? Deeds, not words. That was George Washington. Who did he actually derive that from? Well, none other than Jesus Christ, who said we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. So pretty cool stuff, but it's true, friends. Love is shown. Keep in mind when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees of the day, he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. In other words, you like to offer your lip service, but you have nothing to do with the love that you profess, you hypocrites. And if you want to take a little time to read that story, just go ahead and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Speaking of which, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, I want to expose this for what it is. It wasn't too long ago that we actually pulled up our friend Joel Osteen, who praised Obama as a Christian, with his whole heart he believed that Obama was a Christian, yet he fails to understand that you judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. There again, you have it. So you have somebody that professes to be a pastor or a teacher or an apostolic individual or a prophetic individual or an evangelistic individual. And interestingly enough, he has not the Spirit of God to discern the difference between what God said and what man said. He has no understanding between that which is spiritual and that which is carnal. For him to say such a stupid thing, friends, really pulls it out, in the sense, pulls him out under the rug, due to the fact, and really what it comes down to is it exposes him for who he is and what he's really about, that he's not born of the Spirit. And in so in saying that, friends, going to Joel Osteen again, we know that he praised Obama as a Christian. Well, just recently, again, on Sons of Liberty Media, we have Joel Osteen caught in a financial scandal, ? Report claims he's leveraging church money as a money-making vehicle. Now, I want people to understand that I'm a public person, too. And interestingly enough, as a preacher, this is where people always try to put their leverage. They always try to blame you for violating some code in the IRS tax code when in fact, churches are already tax-exempt anyways, IRS publication 557, or what they try to do is they try to say you're making making money or you're stealing money or what you're doing is you're actually trying to cheat the tax system or, you know, I've heard them all. And folks, I want to tell you what, every single one of them have been wrong in every given scenario. And I hear this constantly being hurled at pastors and preachers. But I do want to say this. There's no question that this man is a motivational speaker. He is not a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is a heretic in every sense of the word. There's no question about it. And I'm not trying to pull out Joel Osteen because, you know, I just don't like him. No. Paul said, those that preach any other gospel than the one that's laid out for us to read, he said, let them be accursed. Now, friends, that's exactly what you have to do, is line up Joel Osteen's doctrine with that of the Bible, and you'll find out clearly that he's a heretic, because he goes contrary to the cross of Christ. And if he goes contrary to the cross of Christ, it means he's preaching a different gospel. Well, he is, and it's an unscriptural one. It's metaphysics. Not only is it metaphysics, but he's also preaching to man's fallen carnal nature, and he's trying to appease it. He's pulling away from the cross, and he's trying to say, no, you're okay there. God's grace still covers you, when in fact Scripture clearly tells us that those that are Christ, they have crucified the flesh with their lusts and their affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We also know that Scripture tells us in 2 Peter 2:14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart that they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Again, 2 Peter 2:14, that's what it tells us. Now, folks, we know as well that it's been reported that Osteen stopped taking a $200,000 salary. Yes, I said $200,000 salary from his church in 2005. That's noble. Cool. Good deal. I like that. We also know that it's estimated he is worth $40 million. He also lives in a $10.5 million home, 17,000 square feet, with 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 3 elevators, fireplaces, so on and so forth, a guest house and a pool house. You know what? He can do that. Okay? He can totally do that. But what's interesting here is the New York Times reported Lakewood Church, former home of the Houston Rockets, features a 16,000-seat arena, 3 enormous television screens, 2 waterfalls, enough carpeting to cover 9 football fields, a cafe with wireless internet access, 32 video game kiosks, and a vault to hold the church's offering. In March of this year, burglars reportedly stole $600,000 from the church safe, which was a portion of the donation from just one weekend of services. Okay? Now, what he's being accused of, friends, is actually using the church to sell his books. Therein is the issue. Okay? Check it out. We already know the man's a heretic. We already know that he's departed from Scripture. We already understand that. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. But I also want to do this, because I'm not highlighting Joel Osteen. We've just done that. We've done that over the past. I want to highlight the grandson of Billy Graham. Because, guys, it just keeps getting more heretical as the days go on. I just caught wind of this. Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media, senior editor, actually pulled this out, and he said, this one's going to make you mad. And he brought this piece up, and it basically pulls out the fact that this guy's trying to tell that it will tell the people in America that the pulpit is no place to preach on social issues. You heard me right. After this break, friends, I'm actually going to play the piece, which is interesting because MSNBC with open arms, man, they just love this guy, and this guy just loves these guys. Guys, Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Friendship with the world is enmity with God. But here again, friends, I think we have another heretic, Billy Graham's grandson. I also want to tell you, I preached in his church, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on weekends here at GCN as well, friends. During the week, we're the number two rated show, and not bad for 3 years on GCN. So, again, we just wanted to tell you we appreciate your support and your listenership very much. Again, folks, if you would like to partake, weigh in at any time during the show, 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, we were talking about grandson of Billy Graham. He said that the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Let's say that again. There's a misspell here, right? Something's omitted or something's been added. The pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Now, for those that didn't know, Billy Graham's grandson is the pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. 2 years ago, I preached at Dr. Kennedy's church. I preached there a couple years after he passed away. Now, I want you to keep in mind that Dr. Kennedy, Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when I spent some time with Dr. Kennedy, I spent about 3 hours with him before he passed away. And interestingly enough, he told me, he said, "Bradley," he goes, "you know what?" He goes, "I don't know what's going on." He said, "I had a pastoral meeting at my church." He goes, "These pastors from all over the world flooded into my church." And he said, "My church was being protested by the radical homosexuals outside. And I had one of these pastors come up to me and say to me, 'Dr. Kennedy, Dr. Kennedy, your church is being protested. Why is your church being protested, Dr. Kennedy?'" And Dr. Kennedy, 72, 73 years old, looked at him and said, "You mean your church isn't being protested? Wait a second. Protestant has meaning. Protestants. The church is called to be the light of the world. And by the way, that light reproves darkness. Also keep in mind that the church, Exodus 18:21, was the one that received their rights from God. And we in this country know that. They came not from the generosity of the state. They come not from the generosity of the state, friends. Our rights come not from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy back in the 60s. We also know that as we receive our rights from God, that we, the church, are responsible to be the moral compass of society. But not according to these new hirelings, grandson of Billy Graham, pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. Yes, the new pastor of Dr. D. James Kennedy's church, which, by the way, has been divided. And it's my understanding there's been a lot of issues since his son got there. And they haven't been good. But I had the opportunity to preach there. And going back to my conversation with Dr. Kennedy, it's also interesting to know that man of God, his favorite preacher was none other than the Prince of Preachers. Guess who mine is? Yeah, he's been dead a couple hundred years, but the Spirit still bears witness to his teachings. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon. Now, interestingly enough, as we had our conversation, things began to roll out. And he also said to me, he said, Bradley, do you know that the church has been scared by a lie? And I said, what are you talking about, Dr. Kennedy? He said, you know, one guy, some pastor, I believe it was up on the West Coast, he wrote a book because he thought that the IRS was going to come after him for speaking out against on social issues and moral issues. And he said, I have no idea why he was afraid. He goes, because no church in America up to that time has ever been harassed by the IRS for preaching out against, you know, the moral issues of the day. Of course not, because it's our job to do that. Hello? God gave unto us the oracles of God. That is his moral law, friends. We're the ones to preach and make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. But we got this clown of clowns entertaining the goats while he's trying to ostracize the sheep. Those that are actually doing the work. The grandson of Billy Graham and pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church says the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Really? Then what's its purpose? Going back to my conversation with Dr. G. James Kennedy, man of God that I have respect for, preaches to the world 7 days a week all across the globe, all over the globe. Still does. He's been dead for about 7 or 8 years. His gifts still speak, friends. Is it not interesting that Dr. Kennedy, during our conversation, all of a sudden brought up another point to me, and he said, you know, there was that one moment, Bradley, he said, where I looked at the camera, and he said, you know who the greatest advocates are to the abortion industry in America? He said, Bradley, he said, I looked at the television screen when I was preaching to the world, I added that. And he said, well, I preached to the camera. I pointed my finger at the camera. And he said, today, over 4,000 babies a day are going to be murdered in this country because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent on the issues. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not. Yes, I'm being facetious. But did God tell his church and his children that he hates hands that shed innocent blood? Yes, he did in Proverbs 6. Did God give his children his moral law on Mount Sinai, Exodus 20? Yes, he did. Did he say, thou shalt not kill to his children? Yes, he did. To his children. So therefore, it's their job to go preach the gospel to the whole world. How are they to believe if there's no preacher? How are they to know if they are to repent if they don't know God's moral law? Why would they go to Jesus Christ? Why would a man go to a doctor if he didn't know he first had a disease? This is heretical. This is blasphemy, friends. Did you hear what D. James Kennedy said? He said, in essence, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America is that over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when it's their job to preach out against. Oh, Bradley, the 501c3 status. Don't forget that. Yep, you brought it up a little bit ago. Yep. We all know where that came from. That came from Lyndon Johnson. He wanted to suppress his political opposition. He wanted to shut the church's mouth back in the 50s. So they came up with something called the 501c3 status. Is that the reason for the cowardice that we're seeing in the pulpits? Nope. It does show you who they fear. They don't fear the face of God. They fear the face of man. What? When I read the Bible, I see who those children of God, where the Lord showed up strong on their behalf, I see who they feared. They didn't bow and they didn't burn. Kind of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When Nebuchadnezzar came about and said, this is what you're going to do when you hear the music. And they stood up and said, no, we won't. And Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, go ahead and put them in the fire. Heat it up seven times more. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we will not bow. We will not bow to you, you tyrant. Do you not understand this? So Nebuchadnezzar went forward to try to prove his point. He threw him in the fire, heated it up seven times more. Interestingly enough, the guards that were heating the fire, seven times hotter than what it originally would be, they were burned alive. Interestingly enough, Nebuchadnezzar, that tyrant king, looked inside of the fire where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were, and all of a sudden he says, I see a fourth man inside of that fire. One like the Son of Man. One like the Son of Man. Where was he, friends? Was he in the, were they in the safe zone or were they in the fire? They didn't bow. They didn't burn. God was acknowledged and he was glorified. And I'll tell you what, Nebuchadnezzar thought 14 different times before he ever said anything against the God of Israel ever again. And you better bet your bottom dollar that God's name was proclaimed through their obedience, not through the professed church and their compromise and their false version of grace and their lame, impotent God that they've created to suit their own sins. And that's exactly what it is, friends. It's not the God of the Bible. It's not the God of the Bible that these men preach. And if it was, then where are signs following? Where are the healings? Where is he showing himself strong on their behalf? Why is the professed church today? Why are they standing down when they should stand up? You know what? When I see things take place in our country, as if the issues of today that we're dealing with, you know what I see? I see opportunity, friends. Our backs are up against the wall, Bradley. Yep, I know. And when you look in the Bible, God would bring you there so he could prove your faith. So you could prove who he was if you would stand. Yep, I totally get it. Yep, I totally understand. The sure mercies of David ordered a right and sure. Wasn't it God that gave commandment to save David in every given situation? Why, yes, it was. And David took note of that. And by the way, every Christian in this country reads the book of Psalms. Well, who does that apply to? Just David? Is everybody else exempted from that cross, friends? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to exempt yourself from that cross, then rest assured you'll never know the Christ. I'll be right back.
On the news and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The abortion industry, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry is the professed church in America. No question about it. Well, now, why am I saying that? Because you got to keep in mind, Billy Graham's grandson said that we're not to be preaching on social issues from the pulpit. Yet, that's the church's responsibility before adjusting the holy God. Interestingly enough, Tim just posted this from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Planned Parenthood announces they murdered 327,653 babies in 2014. Well, I say congratulations, you 300,000 pulpits that stand down when you should stand up. I also want everybody to understand that the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in America is the professed church. No, as a matter of fact, they're falling hook, line, and sinker for the bait that's been thrown to them. They're gobbling it all up, friends. But again, friends, what I'm talking about here is grandson of Billy Graham. The pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. I'm going to make one more point. And after I make that point, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio for you. This is his grandson on MSNBC, man. It's interesting, too. There was no animosity. They were all in it together, and interestingly enough, taking scripture and jacking it right down in the center and posting that cross and nailing that cross right in between these folks. It's interesting that scripture tells us, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? We have MSNBC totally high-fiving grandson of Billy Graham on their program. There's no heat. There's no fire. They're totally getting along. Yet scripture tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God. You have a powerless gospel because it's not the gospel. The Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth. And he said, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. We're not to find our faith in men's wisdom. We're to find it in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Here, let me give you one more in the book of Thessalonians. Just comes to my aid now. We're to move in strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. And Scripture tells us in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are bold as lions. Well, the prayer is of the apostles that we come in strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them for their sakes. Having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. See, these guys, they don't understand. They don't understand what they preach. They don't have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. They have a head knowledge. And what they don't realize is God speaks to the heart, not the head. The very gifting of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. If you go back to Isaiah 8:20, it says that they speak not according to the law into the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Is that not what we're seeing here with both Joe Osteen and grandson of Billy Graham? Yes. Folks, this is what's happening in your country today. We see him promoting his books just like none other than Osteen. He's asked in this particular interview what it states. It's a daily reading over 365 days a year. He was asked what does today say? The reporter asked him. He said, I don't know. I don't read them. I just write them. And really what he's saying is people are stupid enough to buy my books. You want to know why? Because they're taking me for being Billy Graham's grandson and they don't ask any more questions than that. You know, folks, if you forgot about Samuel, that righteous prophet of God, did you not see the fruit of his children? Who chose the way of the world rather than the God that Samuel served? They would take bribes. They were covetous. Yes, Scripture says, train up a child in the way he will go, and when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. But you know what? There comes a point in a child's life at the age of 13 years old where they become an adult, and they are now held responsible for the choices they make. But this guy, he's taking his sleeve onto his granddaddy's shirt, and that's exactly what he's resting in, is the fact that the American people will say, oh, he's Billy Graham's grandson, he's got to be a good guy. Folks, he's a fool. He's an absolute fool in every sense of the word. I want you to listen to him, and I'll let you hear him. I'll let you hear the ass speak for himself, literally. And folks, don't act like this is just like way out there stuff, because this is becoming the norm as we allow these hirelings to preach from the pulpits. Their congregations need to stand up and give them the boots, is what they need to do. Because again, friends, there could be nothing further from the truth as to what comes out of this guy's mouth. Go ahead and check this out.
Second. Yeah. I was privileged. I covered Governor Mitt Romney when he was running for president. Yeah. Went up there and visited him. Obviously, he's met with many of the political leaders over the years.
Every president since Harry Truman.
It's
amazing. Everyone.
Harry Truman. I just wanted to ask you, though, you've been sort of critical of religion in the public sphere. You said it's the association between the church and politics has done big time damage to Christianity. I mean, what role should religion play in the public
sphere? It's not so much religion in the public sphere as much as religion in the pulpit, behind the pulpit. That's my primary concern. That as a preacher, my job when I stand up on Sunday mornings to preach is not first and foremost to address social ills or social problems or try to find social solutions. My job is to diagnose people's problems and then announce God's solution to their problem.
Did anybody just hear what he said? Folks, I cannot believe the absolute contradiction in what he just spoke. This is incredible. Listen to this.
That as a preacher, my job when I stand up on Sunday mornings to preach is not first and foremost to address social ills or social problems or try to find social solutions. My job is to diagnose people's problems and then announce God's solution to their problems.
He just got done contradicting himself, friends. He said one thing, and then he said just exactly the opposite of the point that he was trying to make.
association with the religious right.
Listen to how he's demeaning the religious right. They're causing more damage.
The brand of Christianity than just about anything else. And that's not to say that Christian people don't have opinions on social issues and we shouldn't speak those opinions, but Sunday morning from behind the pulpit is not the place.
Do you feel that politicians sometimes hijack?
Is that incredible? I've never heard anything that backwards in all of my life, friends. Olstein's got more credibility than this guy does. And you need to watch the video. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Grandson of Billy Graham, the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Well, I didn't see God give the moral commandments to the worldlings. He gave it to his church. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose because I just want to show you how crooked this stick is. Exodus 18. Now listen to me, and I will give you counsel. This is Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. He said, and God be with you. You be the people's representative before God, and you will bring the disputes to God. Then teach them the statutes and the laws, and make known to them the way in which they should go, and the way that they are to walk, and the work that they are to do. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall have place over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Now, again, friends, I don't know, is it just me, but who did he give those statutes and those laws and those judgments to? And here you have this ass, literally, once again, saying that it's not his job to preach out against the social issues. Well, then whose job is it? Hey, Mr. Grandson of Billy Graham, I got a question for you. Why is Moses all over Capitol buildings in the United States of America? And why, like, for example, in the state of Minnesota, when I go into the Capitol of the state of Minnesota, I walk into the Supreme Court chambers, and you know what I see there, grandson of Billy Graham? I'm sorry, grandson of Billy Graham, yeah, that's why I'm addressing. Why is it that I see Moses awaiting the divine commandments of God, a huge mural behind the Supreme Court chambers? And you know what I see, grandson of Billy Graham, when I walk out those doors? I see a scripted plaque right above the door as we exit. And you know what it says? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Huh. Wow. Wow, Billy Graham. You got to deal with your grandkid, man, because this kid came out on the wrong side. And he's talking out of the wrong side. He's backwards, literally. In every sense of the word. Here, let me have you hear this. This is pretty interesting. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if more immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, that means with knowledge, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. For if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it, said a famous awakening preacher. Right on, brother from another mother. But not according to these new guys, grandson of Billy Graham, the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Folks, I've not heard any such stupidity in all my life. I really haven't.
it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just told my wife, I said, I cannot recollect anybody saying anything more blatantly stupid in all of my life. Then what is your purpose? Then what is your purpose, grandson of Billy Graham? I don't even understand. It's not even rationale. It's irrationality. Well, where is this guy coming from? When in the natural, our military, they go fight. What are they fighting? And let me ask you a question. Why are they fighting? Well, because someone's wrong and someone's right. Someone's upholding the law and someone's violating the law. Now, the question is who gave the law? Government or God? God did. Read your founding documents. And here we have a preacher denying all of his responsibilities. And you want to, folks, and you know what's going to happen? You have enough foolish, idiotic hirelings out there that will listen to what the grandson of Billy Graham said when he said the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues, only to justify their unjustifiable stance before a just and a holy God. And then, America, you wonder why you're under God's judgment. You wonder why government acts the way that it acts? Because you have this in the pulpits. This man has no business whatsoever preaching from any pulpit because he's not a preacher. He has not the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He can't even tell you what that is. Because he doesn't believe it's the church's job to actually magnify God's moral law against crime. That's why we have abortion. That's why we have homosexuality in the churches. William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, rightly said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Here you have it, grandson of Billy Graham. Christianity with Christ, here you have it, grandson of Billy Graham. Forgiveness without repentance, here you have it, grandson of Billy Graham. Salvation without regeneration, of course salvation without regeneration, because the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth. And if the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, what is he to use in the process of doing that? To work, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the question we should ask grandson of Billy Graham, is, hey, brother, hey, got a question for you. I know that you're trying to sell books right now, and there's some people that are stupid enough to believe what you have to say, but I got a question for you. Isn't it your message to preach repentance? Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. I guarantee you it would stop right there. Guaranteed. These are the people that are directly responsible for where America's at today. And what they do is they add insult to injury by trying to justify themselves. Folks, he does not have an inkling of any hope in that area whatsoever. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. Hey, Jesus said when he sent his apostles out with power, the first thing he said to them is, preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to the lost sheep of Israel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay. Well, we got rid of that now with the Osteens and the grandsons of Billy Graham. I mean, folks, it's degenerating into, it's becoming a joke is what it's becoming. And the sad part about it is there's people in this country that don't know the difference. They know something's wrong, and they look at guys like this as a reproach, and by the way, rightfully so. No question about it, rightly so. Folks, here's a better way of saying it. I'm embarrassed for this guy. I'm completely embarrassed for this guy. I'm embarrassed for the Osteens. Oh, by the way, I feel sorry for their state. The wrath of God abides upon these type of people. And they're too stupid to actually realize it because they've been blinded by their own deceived hearts. The heart is deceptive. It's deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But this is the heart that they preach from, friends. This is the heart that they preach from. They preach from their fallen state. Hey, folks, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. I mean not to step in the arm of the flesh, friends, but this is exactly what's happening. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Yep. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering. So as long as you're being entertained, you're completely being robbed of your freedoms. And Jesus Christ comes in to save his people from their sin. These people cannot even give you the definition of what sin is. And I want to tell you this, they can't preach liberation in Christ because they themselves are not liberated in Christ, because they have not yet come to Christ on his terms. But here we have it. I'm appalled. It's blasphemy in every sense of the word. In every sense of the word. It's not the church's job to preach on the social issues. Now, you just watch Barack Hussein Obama. He'll grab another baser sort, and the grandson of Billy Graham will be just one of them. and he'll start to elevate him. You mark my words, friends. You haven't heard the last of the grandson of Billy Graham. You just mark my words that you'll see him somewhere in the mix if this guy, the grandson of Billy Graham, is if he is actually willing to stoop that low. Well, maybe he might not go that far, friends, but the bottom line is he's already gone that far by what he's proclaiming on MSNBC. And it amazes me as well that he would be friends with MSNBC. MSNBC, their slogan, friends, is forward. That is a communist slogan. That is a communist organization. And why he would be all buddy-buddy with those folks, friends, I think it's very telling. And again, keep in mind, friends, he didn't even know what it said in his own book. He said he just writes it. He doesn't read it. See, he thinks it's funny. And it's nothing's funny about it. You know, I wonder if it's funny to the posterity in which I deal with 24/7. You know, that nation of young people that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I wonder how they feel about it. You know, but interestingly enough, he begins to talk about love and the love of God. He begins to talk about the love of God. Oh, by the way, of which he knows nothing of. Because we can see that in his actions, correct? He wants to talk about the love of God, yet the scripture tells us that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. A faithful witness delivereth souls. And we can see that he's not faithful to a just and a holy God. We also know that love rejoices in the truth, not in the lie. 1 Corinthians 13, also check out John 14, 6. We also know in the book of Romans that love is to be without dissimulation or an unfeigned love, a counterfeit love, or a false covering or a false appearance of love. But yet this is what we get. And then these are the guys that proclaim the love of God when in fact they know nothing of the love of God. And had they known the love of God, then they would preach it. Yet these are the guys that talk about how much they love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, yet they don't preach the whole counsel of God. They condemn it. They speak evil of the way of truth. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. And they talk about love. Doesn't anybody think that that's a little weird? I definitely do. In every sense of the word, I definitely do. Because I'll tell you what, that is the version of love that keeps people away from the Christ who does love. You know, the Christ that has holes in his hands and holes in his feet and breathes upon his children, the Holy Ghost, and says, as my Father sent me, so I send you. That Christ. Not the one that's walking around with little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, with a little effeminate lisp. And I'm not speaking to be facetious, but this is the image that men have in America of Jesus Christ. And they have the roles completely backwards. Because my Bible tells me that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. Not as the religious hypocrites. As a matter of fact, that Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, was the one that went into these churches to deliver these people from the devils. And I guess that's what we've got to start getting busy doing, friends, is getting into these churches and delivering these people from their stupidities. Because that's really what it comes down to. Hour two coming up on the other side. We'll talk to you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.